The ground trembles as a shockwave ripples through Green Hill Zone, and it's not from Eggman's newest scheme. A blue blur streaks across the landscape, just as a figure descends from the sky, his aura burning like a bright star. One's a speedster who shattered sound barriers before breakfast. The other? A Saiyan warrior whose power levels broke every scooter in the galaxy. Speed meets Ki this week. It's the Blue Bolt, Sonic the Hedgehog, versus the champion of Dragon Balls, Goku! Hello and welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Masters. I am Sam Proof on all of the socials, and today we are presenting another epic battle of collectors with rings versus balls. It's Sonic versus Goku. Our guest today is the creative head of the Mortalverse audio drama. Matthew, welcome to Who Would Win Masters. What's new in the Mortalverse audio drama?
Sam, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with you guys today to rep the greatest video game character of all time. Mortalverse audio dramas, we're doing great. They're on the Who Would Win feed. I hope everyone's been listening in, enjoying a couple of our shows by now, and we're ramping up on more. We got Justice League Dark on the way. We got Batman Beyond on the way, and a couple more I can't say much about yet, but a lot of big things happening over there.
Awesome. All right. Today you are representing Sonic the Hedgehog, the blue speedster. What made you choose this character?
Sonic's been my day one favorite character. I remember on the original show, Ray rep Sonic just horribly against Mario like 5 years ago. And I literally sat down, I like wrote a manifesto about how horrific this character was represented. And then Ray rep Sonic later and did much better. So we'll see if I can do at least better than Ray. One out of two times, I'll be happy. Should be easy,
though. All right, it's time for the Tale of the Tape. Tonight's Tale of the Tape is brought to you by headphones. If you're out in public and want to listen to music, why not try headphones? Headphones put the sound directly in your ears without forcing everyone else to hear it. So if you're like on the transit or the metro, you're not a big jerkhead. So yeah, you can even use headphones when you're watching internet videos at home when your mom's talking to you and you don't want to talk back. You know how it is. Guys, mom, don't watch the episode. And did you know that your kids can also use headphones to keep the droning bloops and bleeps of their content to themselves so you don't have to ticky-tocky all over the house because your kids are watching the big fish guy? Whatever, give it a try. Headphones, coming at you. Put them on. Tonight, we are pitting Sonic the Hedgehog versus Goku in a battle of heavyweights. Sonic is the anthropomorphic blue hedgehog who is known for his super speed and sassy attitude. He first appeared in a cameo in the game Rad Mobile back in 1990 and was created by Yuji Naka and Naoto Hoshima. Sonic was Sega's answer to Mario back in the 90s and served as a mascot for their Genesis 16-bit console. Through the years, Sonic has taken on a life of his own, using his blazing speed in several dozen video games, but also comic books and, of course, the fantastic live-action movie trilogy. But with my friend Ben as Sonic, true story. What you need to know about Sonic is that he is brash, he's popular, and he's gotta go fast. And his opponent today, Goku, is cut from a similar character cloth, as we will discover. Son Goku is a super powerful fighter from an alien planet who spends all of his time training and fighting, often with the fate of the universe at stake. Goku was created by legendary Akira Toriyama and first appeared in Dragon Ball Chapter 1 in 1984. Based on Sun Wukong from the novel Journey to the West, Goku's vibe were influenced by Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee. In typical fashion, Goku has gotten more and more powerful as the Dragon Ball series has gone along, leading him to a truly ridiculous level of power. Now that we know a little bit about both characters, it's time to introduce your opponent for today, Matthew. Hailing from the Motor City, he is often considered a one-man band, and in that he is alone and just hanging out with some stuff that he can't actually play. He is responsible for getting himself banned from Burger King. It's Ray Stakanis! Ray, are you ready for this battle of the ages?
I feel ready for this. I have been preparing to face Sonic the Hedgehog repped by Matthew Dawson for roughly 5 years plus. I remember that manifesto. I remember repping Sonic very, very well 5 years ago and having an extremely biased and inferior judge come in and say Mario wins. And why? Because Mario beat Sonic because the judge was convinced that power-ups would just be laying all around that only Mario could use. And since one of those was an invulnerable power-up that somehow Sonic would just not be able to walk near, Mario wins with a star. It was one of the, frankly, worst decisions in the original incarnation of Who Would Win show's history. And I know that Matthew Dawson blamed me for that terrible decision as if I had anything to do with the judge in that battle. No. And I'm here to get my mark of revenge. I'm here to smack him down and show that repping Sonic ain't so easy, brother. And I'm excited to do so.
And he's going to do it with no power-ups this time. All right, here are your rules for Who Would Win Masters in a minute. Here are the rules of Who Would Win Masters in 1 minute. There will be 3 timed rounds with counterpoints allowed. 2, characters will have no prior knowledge of their opponent and no outside interference will be allowed. 3, keep the character in character. Outliers and crossovers will be given less weight. 4, battle can be won by death, knockout, battlefield removal, or incapacitation. And 5, after the battle, I will give my unofficial opinion as to who wins and why. However, I am just one voice in this. It will be up to all of you on our social media and our Patreon to make your voices heard as to who won. All right, and with that being said, Matthew, you are up first. You'll have 3 minutes on the clock, followed by Ray's 3 minutes, and then you'll get a counterpoint as stated. 3 minutes are on the clock now for Sonic, starting now.
All right, I'm here to talk about Sonic, so we're going to start with the sheer speed of Sonic. So back in the 90s, he was stated that he could run about the speed of sound, which is over 700 miles per hour. Pretty impressive. In the 2000s, he could run the speed of light. Okay, and he's only getting faster. Now, in 2025, they've just given up. They've given up entirely. They've just said Sonic's speed is immeasurable. You can't measure it, how fast this guy is. He is faster than light, way faster than sound. And now I know that's kind of lame. You want numbers. So here's his fastest feat ever that I could find. He was able to run to a distant nebula in 15 seconds, which would put him at 2.8 billion times the speed of light. He's outran black holes. He's dodged meteors that were coming at him at light speed. Sonic himself calls light speed no challenge. He also has moves that make him even faster, like his classic spin dash, where he curls himself into an impenetrable ball of spikes and launches himself wherever he wants. He is also able to boost, which powers up his run. He just runs through opponents, and it makes him 8 times faster. So like the Flash, he is able to run so fast that he can actually time travel. This is something he's been doing since the 90s. And speaking of the Flash, in a recent crossover with DC Comics, crossover, less weight, I know, but he raced the Flash and won. Later, the Flash was dead, so he took over as the Flash, and he came across Reverse Flash. Very fast character, time travels so fast. He said to Reverse Flash, "Don't blink," and pummeled him. This guy was so fast, he speed blitzed 2 of DC's fastest characters. All right? So, if Goku's able to get the upper hand on Sonic in any way, which he won't be, Sonic could just run back in time and restart the battle. He can even create wormholes to other dimensions with his speed. He was once, Eggman was like, you know what, we're going to get rid of this guy, put him in a pocket dimension. What did Sonic do? He ran so fast that he opened a wormhole back out of it in like 30 seconds. So it's crazy. This
30
guy,
seconds remaining.
He is just the embodiment of speed. He's able to create shock waves with his speed. Sonic booms, obviously. He shatters windows with his speed. He dispatched an entire army. He threw a hot dog in the air destroyed an entire army, then caught the chili dog. It's a chili dog. We got to be honest here. It's Sonic. He's got a chili dog. He beat an entire army before a chili dog hit the ground.
No, those are some good points. You know, I understand why you'd call something immeasurable if you're a lazy writer and just don't want to measure it anymore. I understand that writers don't want to do math and they hate science. And that explains about 98% of fiction that we've had throughout the ages. But we're going to talk about Goku and why Goku would absolutely destroy Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh, by the way, did you mention that Sonic was fast? That's really the only thing he's got going for him. Obviously, Goku has superior, highest level strength, speed, durability, endurance. He has super senses. He can fly. His breathing is powerful, and he can defend against super hot, super heat as well. Look, not only that, he has a ki sense, so he can sense what's going on around him at all times and all the beings that are going around all the time. Let's get right to kill shots in point number one. Goku does something called the instant transmission. That is a technique for traveling long distance instantaneously. You said that Sonic could run through the air, but there's no air, but run through space somehow to a distant nebula in 15 seconds. That's cute. Goku could instantly transmit himself instantly. So he'll be waiting 15 seconds for Sonic to show up is what I'm trying to say. Goku, unlike Sonic, is also a master of combat. He finds new ways to use his powers to defeat even more powerful enemies than himself, which is crazy, but you consider the storylines that he's coming from. That's what we're talking about right there. In fact, Goku himself gets stronger every time he's been beaten in battle. We know this. That's how Saiyans work. But did you know that Goku gets stronger the longer he is in a battle itself? This is a guy who, as a child, trained to dodge lightning. He's been dealing with speedsters on the level of Sonic the Hedgehog since he was a small baby child, all right? He can sense and react to objects moving at or faster than the speed of light. Guess what? That's going to come in handy here. He fought Frieza, and I tried to do some math. I might need some help with this, but it was 5 minutes of story time, and as far as my math worked out, they fought for 19 straight episodes of battle. At the time, the longest battle in TV show history, right? But it lasted only 5 minutes. That's how fast they were going.
30 seconds remaining.
We can talk about him, the fact that he goes to Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan 3. There's all these different things. But Super Saiyan God is the one that he retained after his fight with Beerus. So we'll just talk about that. It allows him to surpass his power set even further. In fact, he had to be careful throwing punches at Beerus because they were so powerful, they were tearing the fabric of reality and threatening the existence of the universe itself. He's perfected Ultra Instinct form. He survived and escaped from a black hole using not speed, but power, and he could destroy universes at a whim. But you're going to tell me a hedgehog that runs fast is a challenge.
Okay. Ray, it's really cute that you bring up this ki sense that Goku has. Sense the world around him, Sonic shouldn't be able to hit him, right? Then why was Krillin able to chuck a rock lightly and hit Goku in the face with it? Goku ain't reacting to anything Sonic has. And it's really cute you say he's faster than light, can dodge lightning. Is he 2.8 billion times faster than light? And you want to bring this fight to space? I'll take it to space, because guess what? One of these characters can breathe in space, and one of them can't. And guess what? It's not the Saiyan. Goku dies a lot, and you say he gets stronger with each battle, so it's going to be really good, because he's going to be even stronger after this fight with Sonic, because he ain't winning, and he's going to get faster and better as this battle goes on. Good thing this battle's ending in less than 15 seconds. Goku does not have the reaction or speed to keep up with Sonic in any way. You got to do way better with your speed feats if you want to have a chance.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Not nearly as quick as Sonic, but not nearly as powerful as Goku. And we'll find out more when we get back after this break. All right, we're back. Matthew, it is time for your second point. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
All right. We talked about Sonic speed. We got out of the way. We're going for the strength and durability now. Now, let's not forget, Sonic does have homing attacks, so this instant transmission, wherever Goku goes, Sonic's going to be right there on him right away. This is like Darkseid's Omega Beam. He locks on, and he does not miss. Now, Sonic's quills are sharp enough to shred through metal, stone, wood, enemies, everything. His quills, there's nothing he's hit that he's just been like, I couldn't get through that. His punches are strong enough to shatter boulders. He sends cars flying in the air by snowboarding through them. This guy's insanely strong without even trying. You look at the physiques of these two characters, you think Sonic's not going to be that strong. Well, guess what? This guy was able to push a boulder that weighed 700 tons. This guy, he's ain't weak. He's got noodle arms. He's got the sleeper build, as they would say. He's been able to kick Metal Sonic, Eggman's most powerful creation, from the Earth to the Moon. That's right. He's also destroyed the Death Egg, which is the Sonic the Hedgehog equivalent of the Death Star, a big space station capable of destroying planets. He's destroyed that multiple times. He's been uppercutted through the clouds by Knuckles and survived. He's been thrown across cities. And, you know, I got to talk about Ray's favorite durability feat. Sonic has fallen from space to the Earth and survived. I'm pretty sure he's done it multiple times as well. He has been able to resist reality erasure from the Time Eater. He has a healing factor. He cannot be killed if he has any amount of rings on him. And even if he is killed, as long as his soul exists, he is regenerated from his soul. Does Goku have a way of destroying Sonic's soul? Let's wait to see what Ray has to say about that. There was this robot named Emerald who was powered by all seven Chaos Emeralds. And for reference, one of these emeralds alone is able to destroy planets. And Sonic beat this robot in 30 seconds. This robot had wiped out all of his friends. Didn't last 30 seconds against Sonic. He beat Infinite, who is this reality warper. Think of like Scarlet Witch.
30 seconds remaining.
Beat that guy, who was said to be stronger than all of Sonic's past enemies combined. Now ask yourself, could Goku beat all of his past enemies combined? Frieza, Perfect Cell, Majin Buu, Jiren, Beerus. If all those guys combined into one, would Goku even stand a chance? I don't think so. He's got a major power boost over the years. He's got ranged energy attacks, similar to Goku's Chi Blasts, and he can create clones of himself to swarm his enemies.
All right, Ray, the clones in your court? Nope, it's the balls. All of the Dragon Balls in your court. Time for your point number two, starting now. 3 minutes on the clock.
Oh, there's so much to say right here. You say, could all of his enemies combine together? Could Goku beat them? That's the point. Every single one of those enemies is more powerful than the guy you just said Sonic beat. That's the whole point. Goku's fighting on this whole other level of universe-destroying creatures, and you're dealing with, I'm sorry, the Eggman robotic army, and you're proud of it? Goku beat the Red Ribbon army as a child. What are we talking about? And yes, he has been hit. There's a moment that Goku got shot, but that's because he didn't have his energy up at that point. He wasn't ready for battle. Against Sonic, my man's going to be ready for battle, and he's going to have that up the entire time. I'm so impressed that Sonic was able to shatter boulders. Goku is shattering universes with his punches. That's the difference between these two. I'm not going to argue that Sonic isn't fast, but Goku is fast, much like Sonic, but hits to a level that is incomprehensible in the Sonic the Hedgehog universe. Goku could hit a different person, and Sonic would feel it. That's the difference between the two. And keep in mind, Goku does not exist to save people. The anime kind of wanted to lean him in that direction a little bit, but this is a guy who lives to fight. He trains in 20 times Earth's gravity wearing weighted clothing. He has martial arts and combo training. He has martial arts training from the Kais, like on a level well beyond what Sonic the Hedgehog and his jujitsu is capable of. Keep it real. Here are some of his strikes, because I love him. The eight-arm fist, it moves so fast. It's like he has eight arms operating simultaneously. Goku can taskmaster ability any move that he sees someone else do, right? I mean, let's face it. He's got the Kamehameha, which is one of the greatest energy attacks of all time. No less than 23 different variations of that strike, might I also add. He has an explosive wave, which allows him to just blow up things around him. How is Sonic going to get to him when all the areas around him are being detonated? Well, he's going to take so much damage just getting to Goku, especially moving as fast as he does. He's just not ready for that type of heat. And he has solar flares. How is Sonic going to move when he can't see? When he is literally moving towards the brightness of the sun. He's not going to be able to move. I guess he can move in a straight line. Goku just holds out his fists like Catwoman when she defeated those three Flashes at the same time, I guess, and just take him out. But Goku can create clone illusions up to 7 times. Sonic's not even going to know which one of him to hit. He has an energy shield that he puts up for defense. I'd love to see Sonic run as fast as he can, darting at Goku, only to slam into a ki-based energy shield and turn into like a bug on a windshield.
30 seconds remaining.
And not to mention spirit bombs, celestial whirlwinds, where Goku could disappear and teleport behind his opponent with his arm raised and then hit with so many strikes, it's invisible, even to a camera's eye. And remember, that's the same camera, right? That was able to follow 19 episodes worth of Frieza fights, which were very, very fast. Finally, he has autonomous Ultra Instinct now. He can dodge and counter attacks, even at great speed, through instinct alone.
Matthew, Ray threw a lot of stuff out there. You have 1 minute to counterpoint, starting now.
All right, Ray, you keep bringing up how Goku destroys universes, but all you've said is he shook the universe. I got trucks that drive past my house every day that shake my house, but I've never had a truck destroy my house or the city or anything. Shaking something is a lot different than destroying something. Goku fought Beerus, who destroys planets if he doesn't like their food. Sonic beat Solaris, who is an interdimensional being that wanted to destroy every universe in every timeline. Goku's fighting guys way weaker than Sonic, and you're trying to act like Sonic doesn't fight these foes on another level. Well, Goku is in the, like, little leagues compared to the guys Sonic fights every Tuesday. Let's not act like he's not a little bit above Eggman. He fights Eggman because it's fun. He fights interdimensional beings when he has to. Goku dies a lot. Is this guy ever alive? I see this guy with the little halo above his head all the time.
We'll see how this concludes when our contestants have their chance for their final points after this break. And welcome back. Matthew, it's time for your last final point. 3 minutes on the clock for Sonic, starting now.
All right, it's time to go super. I'm bringing in Super Sonic, because Sonic can harness the power of all 7 Chaos Emeralds and achieve a new form. And this form, he is completely invulnerable to damage. It doesn't matter how strong Goku is. It doesn't matter how fast he is, how durable he is, because he isn't hurting Sonic. His speed is somehow increased even more. I don't know how you increase immeasurable speed, but he does. He destroyed perfect chaos in this form, a foretold apocalypse in the form of this giant water kaiju that was going to flood the entire Earth. He destroyed Eggman's entire fleet in seconds in this form. He was able to one-shot Dark Gaia, which is this giant creature that was destroying the Earth from its core, literally destroyed the planet. He beat Final Hazard, which is another giant monster that was said to be able to destroy stars. And let's go even a little bigger. Sonic beat and destroyed extra-dimensional beings like Solaris, who I mentioned earlier, who is a being who exists outside of time and space and was actively destroying every other dimension and timeline in existence. Sonic beat that. And not through physical attacks. He was able to send mental attacks in this form. Does Goku have any way to fight off mental attacks? Well, Sonic is also speed blitzing him. I don't think he does. He destroyed the Time Eater, which is this cosmic entity that eats time. Sonic also transcends time itself and can fly through it in this form. Once again, if Goku gets the upper hand, Sonic's just going to restart the battle till he wins. This form is so powerful that it can negate his foe's invulnerability and healing factors. People have said that they can heal, come back from anything, Sonic's like, nope, you don't. Not when I'm like this. He can use chaos control to stop time while he's hitting you with the power of the universe behind his punches. Now, do you guys remember this little character in Dragon Ball called Hit? Yeah, this guy can stop time for little increments of time, and he killed Goku. Sonic can just do that way better than Hit does. Sonic denies fate itself. Yeah, his sheer willpower is enough that he can win any battle. There was this time he was in this other dimension, and they said, Sonic, this story ends with you losing. And then at the end, he beats the guy, this all-powerful genie, might I add.
30 seconds remaining.
Sonic, how did you do that? And he goes, it's simple. I rewrote the ending. Sonic can rewrite fate till he wins. What can Goku do about that? He's a guy that just punches. Sonic takes this 10 out of 10 times, and he's just the embodiment of luck, fate, the wind, everything. Sonic wins.
All right, Ray, 3 minutes on the clock for Goku for your final point, starting now.
Look, yeah, I've heard a lot of outrageous statements in the history of this show, but Goku is just a guy who punches is maybe one of the wildest people are just got to be sitting at home fuming right now, because we're going to talk a little bit about some of the big wins. And you are obviously representing Sonic in a way that isn't Sonic. Sonic suddenly has mental attacks, like he's Jean Grey and Professor Xavier. There is an item in his universe that can attack people mentally, but it's typically used by his opponents, not him. So what are we even talking about mental attacks? Not that Goku doesn't have defenses and couldn't defend anyway, but obviously Goku has bigger wins because he always gets stronger to beat his big bad over the course of a series, right? Demon King Piccolo, you know, he won the 23rd martial arts tourney. He beat Kid Buu. He's beaten, you know, all these guys. The human extinction attack, planet bursting. He fought two characters named Dispo and Knisi. I don't know. I can't pronounce these things. These are two characters who both move at light speed, and they're working together in unison, and they're arguing about who's going to hit Goku first. It doesn't matter. That's the point. There is no level of speed that exists in any other universe that when taken to a neutral location, and remember that as well, Sonic's taken out of the confines of being in a video game where you can keep playing until you win. That's how he, quote unquote, rewrites fate, because he's in a video game. You're taking him out of that linear environment, putting him in, as we recommend, for a who would win battle, a neutral location. At which point, what are we even talking about anymore? He can't do any of those things because he's not the main character anymore. He is a great character, but he's not the only character that matters when you take him to a neutral location. And we're going to talk about Hit. Sure, Hit, Goku took out a contract on himself from Hit to learn in order how to fight him. So of course, you know, Hit can time skip or literally attack you from the future. And Goku still had defenses for it. And that's the whole point of it. Look, and you talk about fusions. We've got Kefla, which is kale and cauliflower fused together. Goku was able to beat that. He was there was a whole fusion thing with all these characters. Merged them all together to what Matthew said a moment ago, who created universe-busting potential attacks. And Goku's able to defeat that as well.
30 seconds remaining.
This is the entire point. And what is Sonic the Hedgehog weak to? Water. We just got to get him in a pool and he's going to be defeated. And let's not talk about when Goku throws you, you hit things. So if they're fighting on a planet that has a lot of water, you know, like Earth, Sonic's going to hit the water and he's going to sink to the bottom because hedgehogs don't know how to swim. Meanwhile, Goku can bust planets and universes basically by thinking about it.
All right, Matthew, it's time for your final counterpoint, starting now.
Once again, he talks about guys Goku's beaten that can destroy one universe. Sonic beat people who want to destroy every universe and every timeline. Like, Eggman even theorizes that Sonic has something called Chaos Factor, which is just the embodiment of good luck, the way he can rewrite the ending to a story. And you want to bring in, like, neutral location. Sonic wasn't even in his own dimension when this happened. He was in the, like, definition of a neutral location. He's never been there before. Same place where this fight is going to take place. I'm just not buying it. You keep bringing in these people Goku can beat, and they're all just people who punch. They're all just people who punch good. He doesn't fight real speedsters that can time travel as effectively as Sonic can. Hit is just like bargain bin Shadow the Hedgehog, and Sonic beats Shadow all the time. I'm sorry, Ray. Like, I'm really sorry to come on your show and do this to you, but Sonic the Hedgehog destroys in this battle.
All right, as with every battle, Ray gets the final thought. He hasn't had counterpoints previously, so he will take the last word when you're ready, sir.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, here's the deal. I love me some Sonic the Hedgehog, and you look at it on paper, and I'm sure there's going to be some slappies who see this matchup and be like, Sonic, how does Goku wins 1,000 times out of 10? That is obviously not the case. Sonic can hang his own in any battles, and I'm not going to pretend he isn't. But you say, oh, Sonic's been in a neutral location, a place he's never been before. What, outside of his own video games? Because that's where it happened, in his Sonic universe of video games, that we're deposit for a who would win battle. That we take these two characters. And if you take these two characters and you remove what you call super luck or whatever it was, I just refer to as plot hole armor, which he will not have the advantage of in this battle, because bad writing doesn't really fly in a who would win battle, does it? How does Sonic actually win this battle? What does he actually do? He just throws at people who just punch a lot. Obviously, I already gave an entire point for all the other moves that Goku has, so I don't even know what you're talking about at this point. But the idea that Sonic really just hurls his body at people, and that's all he does. And Sonic doesn't always, a big weakness of him besides water, he doesn't always think about what he's going to do. He just throws himself headlong into danger. And if he throws himself at high levels of speed at Goku, who can recognize what he's doing, that he's coming at him, sends his ki energy along the way, and has a counter of, I don't know, Krillin's Destructo Disc, which Goku has access to, given his other power set, and he would slice Sonic the Hedgehog in half. And I appreciate that he can regenerate, but from being sliced in half is going to take longer than 2 minutes. There is a massive technique disadvantage, because Goku has all of these different powers and techniques, and Sonic is relatively one-dimensional, doesn't plan his fights through, and can't destroy universes with punches and tear the fabric of reality with punches the way Goku can do.
All right, guys, thank you. That was amazing. I am ready to give my own personal opinion, but remember, I am just one voice here. In a world where speed faces off with strength, where our contenders face off with universe-destroying foes, where Chaos Emeralds and Dragon Balls are the snack of the day, I could have never imagined that this fight would be this close. Both debaters really brought their best, and my personal verdict swayed back and forth like every damn point, if not every other sentence. The question that really came to me time and time again was, can Goku really defeat speed so fast it allows Sonic to time travel? But in the end, the question that Ray asked was, how does Sonic actually win? Felt unanswered. Sonic can go back in time 1,000 times, but if Goku uses Krillin's Destructo Disc, Sonic is down for the count long enough for a technical victory, even if he heals to continue the battle again and again. So I side with Goku on this. But as I say, I am just one voice in this. Please let me know if you think I'm wrong. If you side with Sonic on this, go vote. Matthew, thank you so much. This was insane. I had no expectations for this to be as close as it was. You did a great job.
Yeah, thank you. I disagree with the verdict, obviously. I think that Sonic has more than enough to beat Goku. I mean, did you hear when I said he punches with the power of the universe? When he can open up dimensions and just leave Goku? Can Goku escape a pocket dimension? Sonic can. I mean, I'm just saying, Sampro. I'm just saying.
I don't think he has the ability to land a blow that takes him out.
Well, I respect your decision, and I look forward to hearing what the fans have to say.
Yes, as do I. All right. Thank you so much. Where can people find you? Do you do social media or just...
Yeah, I do the socials. Mainly just find me at Mortalverse. Look up... I know you guys are listening to Mortalverse in the Who Would Win feed, and if you want to get spoiled with stuff that's already out, you can find the main Mortalverse feed wherever you get podcasts. We have a Twitter, a Facebook group, a Discord server. We're doing stuff all the time. We just started doing more movie nights. We're gonna watch some movies in Discord. It's fun. It's you guys should do it. Do some movie nights. They're fun.
Yeah, I've definitely been called out for not seeing some of the things that have been repped on here. So maybe we can coordinate a movie night.
Perfect. I'm down.
Awesome. All right, Ray, back in the winner's seat. What's next for you? Where are you going? Are you going to Disneyland? Is any of that kind of stuff? No?
I just was at Disney World like a week ago, so I pre-celebrated this victory before we even recorded it. Look, obviously I deserve this victory. Obviously Goku defeats Sonic without even thinking about it through instant transmission, Kamehameha's, Krillin's Destructo, all these attacks. Oh, but he just punches. Please, Matthew Dawson. Well, if you're going to bring it, you got to bring a sense of reality with it. And you just didn't measure up to reality on this particular moment. And the best part about Sam Proof's decision today is every single person listening agrees with it. That's what I really appreciate when Sam gives a decision, is it's impeccable. It's beyond reproach. There's no chance anyone feels another way based on personal biases or even listening to the battle that just happened in front of them. Matthew Dawson, you are a great competitor. When we said, what character do you... I didn't even get to finish the sentence before you said Sonic. And that really left no room for interpretation. We were going to do a Sonic the Hedgehog battle. And I'm excited and I'm thrilled. And I think Goku does win. But I think you made some points that I was not, despite all my research, I wasn't even ready for a couple of them. But I do feel at the end of the day, Goku's opponents are stronger than Sonic's. And I appreciate that. But that's only because the Dragon Ball universe on a whole scales higher than the Sonic universe. So destroying the universe in the Sonic universe, like, you know, Yamcha could do that, right? But to do it in the Dragon Ball universe just takes a cut higher. And I'm not sure I'm saying anything anyone could disagree with. Matthew, what do you say to that?
That hurt. That hurt to even hear. You want to say my, like, guy that punches statement was crazy. Saying Yamcha could destroy his universe level in the Sonic universe. That's wild. No, I had a great time. I think we can agree that, like, this isn't a fight to the death. I think after this fight, Sonic and Goku shake hands and then have a second fight where it's a chili dog eating contest. I think.
Well, I don't know who wins that one either.
Maybe that's round two.
That's our follow. When we do the wrap up for this episode, we're gonna have to debate that as well. Second debate, like a second breakfast. Anyway, obviously you can find us on Instagram. Sam, you're going to talk about a lot of this, but obviously find me on Threads at AlmightyRay316. Obviously go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and cast your vote for who you think won this battle. This one, I think, is going to be passionate. This is a battle, especially given the decision. I think people are going to get worked up over this one, and I can't wait to see what nonsense everyone comes up with in the end. I loved this battle. I loved every piece of this battle. I loved doing this battle. Matthew Dawson, you have no reason to hang your head. Everyone loses to me.
I will be leaving here with my head held high. I will tell you that. When we hear, obviously, the fans are going to go with Sonic on this one.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you back for a rematch. And yeah, these are two very beloved characters. So I think it's going to be a very vocal opinion from the audience. So thank you for listening, and absolutely make your voices heard on our social media and our Patreon. You can keep the debate going at Who Would Win Show on Facebook and Threads, as well as Patreon at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Tune in next week as Ray and I go over your votes and your comments and reviews to wrap up this battle. And if you think you've got what it takes to be a part of Who Would Win Masters, record a 1-minute video demo of yourself and send it to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com. And who knows, you can be sitting in the challenger's chair in the future. For Who Would Win Masters, this is Sam Proof. Stay strong.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Crying when Optimus Prime died?
Or the days when every series had a ham-fisted anti-drug episode?
Or when you wrote fan fiction about how the Animaniac were so hot in that water tower so they took off all their clothes and they started...
No!
Different podcast.
This one is Knowing is Half the Podcast, a show devoted to the best and worst animated memories of your childhood.
Every week we recap a cartoon from the past to see if they're as good as you remember.
They're not.
What are you talking about? They're great!
You're both wrong. None of them get good until they're in a water tower.
No!
And Knowing is Half the Podcast.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, "Give it up, Jimmy. You got to sink this putt to win." On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.